The Missouri Soybean Association is always trying to find ways to help soybean producers improve their yields and lower costs. The annual Soybean Yield Contest is just one of the many ways that the association helps producers figure out how to maximize those yields while having a little friendly competition in the process. Joining us in this morning's KMZU Newsmaker is Greg Luce from the Missouri Soybean Association to talk about the yield contest, competition rules, and how this helps promote camaraderie between farmers.
The Missouri Soybean Association Soybean Yield Contest, something that's gone on way before my time at Missouri Soybean. It's been 25 plus years that this contest has been held. And the idea is just to have a friendly competition amongst farmers across the state and, you know, see what kind of outstanding yields can be produced and what growers can learn from pushing the parameters by trying to raise those higher yields. And then the things that are the most critical, the things that stick, may tend to do on the whole farm then. In Missouri, we've tried to make this contest something that is a little more regional in nature. So it's not just a statewide contest.
And what exactly are the contest rules, and when is the deadline for it?
So this year, with the late planting season that we've had, we had originally set September 10th, but we've extended that. So now growers can enter the Missouri Soybean Yield Contest until September 30th. So we wanted to give growers a chance to get their entries in, to check out those fields that may be very high yielding, that they want to enter in a contest and give them a little more time to work with. When they turn in their entry form, which is a fillable PDF form they can find at mosoy.org, they'll be sent a harvest form. And the harvest deadline had been November 15th. Now the harvest deadline is not until November 30th. They will need to have a judge or a person that is a third-party person present to judge the harvest and to check that the details out of the harvest and the weights and everything involved. But all that information.
So then, venturing outside the scope of the competition itself, how does this help promote more of a communal sense of agriculture and help build relationships between farmers?
Well, one of the things we found is that growers have gotten to know each other that compete in these things, and they share information, and they talk about, you know, what's working for them, and we also see that there's some, you know, camaraderie built up within this friendly competition.
Last question for you. If a producer has questions about the contest or wants to sign up for next year's competition, who do they talk to and where do they sign up?
Well, they can certainly still sign up for this year's contest and go to mosoy.org and check the rules out, check the entry form out, and all of that information is there.
For KMZU, I'm Dan Watson.